everyone, it's Shiwande, founder of Zora Digital. Let me start this off by saying Happy New Year. It's 2020, and we're back with a brand new episode of Zora Talks. For episode 10, I spoke to Carla Christian, founder of Yoga Green Book, an online affirmation space that empowers wellness through yoga and meditation. Ask almost anyone what their New Year's resolution is, and there's a high chance they'll say getting healthy. Listen to how yoga changed Carla's lifestyle and how it can change yours. To get started, we asked Carla to give us more detail about Yoga Green Book and what drove her decision to start her company.
Yoga Green Book is an online affirming space empowering your wellness through yoga and meditation so you can be healthy, happy, and fulfilled. So we just think that your image being represented is such a powerful thing. So we have intentionally done whatever we could to reflect our image just so that everybody knows that yoga is for all. Because many times if you go on another wellness site on for yoga or meditation, many times you do not see African Americans reflected. We think that just with things that are going on with our health in the community, that there really is power in encouraging us to have a healthy lifestyle in a holistic way. At first, when I started Yoga Green Book, I wasn't sure how it would be received, but the members have shared how much it's been transformational for their life to start practicing yoga. So I think that yoga in itself is very beneficial, but I think that it can be really intimidating to start. And just seeing your image represented and knowing that the tools are for you too, I think that extra encouragement to start any type of lifestyle practice, I think that just any type of encouragement can go a long way.
Carla next speaks about how no one should be intimidated by yoga and how she thinks it's an activity that everyone should try.
Yoga can be great regardless of age, body type, gender. It really can accommodate everybody regardless of how they identify or if there's a certain identity that they're really connected with. And that's the beautiful thing about yoga is I feel that once you get deeper into your practice, you really become identity free. But yes, some of the poses can be challenging depending on your body type, if you are full figured, or if you have an athletic body type. So it really can, you can have a different practice or a practice that looks different than somebody right next to you, just depending on your body type. But even so, the poses can be accommodated to fit your body type and even just something that's going on in your life. Maybe there's a reason that poses are not as accessible for you due to an injury or an illness. And there can still be things within yoga that can be very beneficial because I really do feel that it's all encompassing and that sometimes on Instagram, it can be seen that it's all about the poses, but there's so much more that can be offered within yoga that goes beyond that.
Carla opens up about the whys behind her yoga journey. Next, we hear her story.
So my yoga journey began after a hospital visit. So I actually went to the hospital when I had rapid heartbeat. I was sweating profusely and had no idea what was going on. So I actually had to leave work to go to the hospital. And once I was in the doctor's office being seen, he, at the end of the visit, he felt that I was suffering from anxiety. So I know that's something that's real and many people suffer from. But one thing that I was taken aback by was the fact that after a short visit, no evaluation with a therapist or anything like that, he gave me medication that he was given as a sample from a pharmaceutical company. So that is where all of my red flags went up just because of how quickly I was able to access the medicine without really having an extensive evaluation. So after talking with a friend who yoga was recommended to her, I decided to give it a try really as a last resort just because I wasn't sure what was going on with my body, with my mind. And it was really the last step before I just proceeded on more hospital visits. So after that first class, it was super uncomfortable, But there were so many benefits that I reaped from yoga in that first class that I just continued practicing, and it has helped and continues to help with my healing journey. So, so it was really transformational from the point that instead of taking medication, I was able to practice yoga that continues to aid me on my journey. And I will say that I do have friends that are currently taking medication for anxiety. And I think that in some cases, it's necessary, and that it's really been powerful for their life after experiencing a traumatic event and different things that were going on. I'm just thankful that at that point I was able to try yoga and as a holistic tool that has really influenced my journey.
Next, Carl explains how Black yogis are well represented on her platform.
Yes, so for the past few years, I've really seen other Black yogis taking social media by storm. So that's really helped me elevate my practice of just really being able to identify with why they started practicing yoga and just how they practice and everything like that. But yes, Black yogis are taking the yoga world by storm. And I think it's just such an amazing thing to see others in the space. And it's really what Yoga Green Book is. Yoga Green Book is represented by Black yogis in the community, and they're sharing their teachings through the platform. So I believe that yoga is for all, but based on my journey, I think that yoga is something that should be spread more within the Black community. Within our community, we are more likely to die earlier than our white counterparts, and we're 20% more likely to suffer from psychological distress. So I think that the emphasis really is, well, for me, it is on our community just to counter some of the things that we're experiencing. And yoga has been proven to have many great benefits physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually, if that's something that somebody's interested in. So that's why the Black community is my focus, just because of the benefits and the need in our community.
It's always hard to start something new. Hear what Carla suggests for beginners looking to get started with yoga.
Introducing someone to something new, I think, can be challenging in general. Just because it may not have been something that was part of their past day-to-day life. And I find it challenging too to start something new. So I think just with the newness of just not knowing what it is, how to incorporate it into an already busy day, that can be the challenge, because many of us already feel that we don't have enough time in a day. So to prioritize something new, or even just to try something new, can be a challenge. But I think just having the time just to make a small commitment just to see if something could be a good fit could go a long way. I recommend that they begin by checking us out on YouTube if they just want to see exactly what some of our classes and even just yoga in general involves. But I think a great way to start a practice is to start with a challenge. So we do offer yoga challenges, and they can go to directory.yogagreenbook.com and then sign up for our upcoming challenge. It's always a great way to start. Our challenges are catered to complete beginners, so people that have never practiced yoga before. Many times we have heard in the past that people are interested in challenges or interested in starting yoga, and they started off with the Instagram yoga challenge, but they found that it was either too difficult or they did not have enough information to safely perform the poses that were in the challenge. So what we're doing is we're hosting our challenges that provide video demos of everything. And then also we're really focusing on poses that can be done by the complete beginner, so someone that has never practiced yoga before and has never done a pose before. But that's a great way to start.
We hope you're motivated by now. If you want to join Carla's Yoga Green Book Challenge, here's how.
So to access the challenge, go to directory.yogagreenbook.com and you will be able to access free challenges, as well as find Black yoga teachers in your area if you want to practice in a studio. And then you'll also be able to stay connected with any upcoming events that we have.
Yoga Green Book offers lots of free yoga videos to get you started on your journey risk-free. But there's more. Next, Carla explains the perks of becoming a member of the platform.
So the memberships are $19 a month. There is a 30-day free trial. And the 30-day free trial helps anyone that's interested in yoga really see if yoga and taking yoga online is a great fit for them. So we want anybody to be able to have a risk-free experience with yoga before making any type of commitment. So that has worked well just for people to be able to try out yoga and see if it's for them. The members get access to our space, which includes yoga and meditation classes. And actually, it even goes beyond that to have some nutrition classes as well. So once they become a member, they can take classes that range in the class duration, the class level, and even the style, just depending on what somebody may gravitate toward. Yes. So different classes, different durations and everything like that.
So now we know where to find Yoga Green Book online at directory.yogagreenbook.com. But what about on social media?
We interact on social media. So we interact through Instagram and Facebook, sometimes by sharing information, other times by starting a discussion just to see what people's thoughts are on a particular topic. That's how we interact right now. Going forward, we will be spending more time on YouTube. So yes, we have more coming on our YouTube channel.
We ended by asking Carla what's next for her and Yoga Green Book in 2020.
Yeah, so for my journey, continuing to practice, I feel that continual practice is how I'm able to reap benefits from yoga, is by being consistent. As far as Yoga Green Book, wanting to continue to share teachings with as many people as possible by getting the word out and showcasing the classes, yoga and meditation that are on the site. But at the same time, I still understand that yoga can be intimidating by seeing people doing poses and even long sits of meditation. That can even be intimidating. So in the next year, 2020 and beyond, we are launching 7-day yoga challenges as a way of empowering somebody to start or maintain a consistent practice.
What a great conversation that was. Carla acknowledged that it can be intimidating to start practicing yoga due to the lack of representation and diversity in the space. But Yoga Green Book's goal is to change the image of yoga by showing different genders, age groups, and body types in the practice. Thank you again, Carla, for joining me in this episode. And thank you, listeners, for joining us in our goal of bringing in a community of visionaries dedicated to making the world healthier. Be sure to follow us on social media at Zora Digital. Talk up. Talking up is what Zora Talks is all about. Tune in next month for episode 11. Zora Digital is a digital marketing consulting firm based in Chicago. We help healthy lifestyle brands with a spirit of innovation navigate the digital landscape and create significant ROI.